Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. I am still walking around the Huangpu River in Shanghai, China. I go home tomorrow. You can see the barges going by, and in a later Jumpstart, I'm going to talk quite a bit about these barges. What I want to talk about today is to get you to complete a sentence for me, or to complete a phrase. People think that they would like to be rich and, what's the next word? What's the next word? Rich and famous, right? It's not rich and obscure. People think they want to be rich and famous. Now, I've sold 4 million books around the world. I've been on TV and stuff like that. But in the United States, very few people recognize me. I have had it happen many times, but it's not like people run up and want to have selfies made with me or want my autograph or anything like that. In fact, where I live in Kansas City, Missouri, my fame is being Marty Bowen's husband, because everybody goes to her yoga studio. It's such a huge, successful yoga studio that when I'm out, people point at me. I can tell they're going, that's Marty's husband. So I'm famous for being Marty's husband. Being here in China is very unusual for me and exciting because I'm a celebrity here. People know me. My book has sold so many millions of copies and I've been in all of the media here in China repeatedly, that people here know me. The complaint-free phenomenon is huge here in China. And I noticed that when I first get to China and people start recognizing me, I go, wow, this is cool. My ego does, you know? A friend of mine said, I can't believe your ego is so large that this makes you feel good about yourself. You know, makes you think you're something. I said, I don't think I'm something. I just love the fact that other people think I'm something. I don't think I'm better than anybody or anything like that. This is just what I've chosen to do and who and what I am. At the event the other night, I was sitting next to a bunch of other celebrities. They had a celebrity dinner. And what was funny was I was surrounded by people that are way more famous than I am. Way more famous than I am. There was a man sitting right next to me who is, they call him the Chinese Paul Simon. This guy has written so many number one hits in this country, and he actually spoke the night before I did, but I had never heard of this guy. And so honestly, I really felt no excitement sitting next to him. And then later I was sitting next to a woman who had sold tens of millions of records here, of albums in China, and we were having dinner at the same table and didn't know her. The point I'm trying to make is that the word celebrity comes from our word celebrate. It's people that we celebrate. It's not necessarily people that we consider to be better than us, although unfortunately some people do. There is this idea that when someone becomes successful, what we want to do is build them up first and then tear them down. Sir Ben Kingsley talked about the fact that if you pick up a celebrity magazine, it doesn't celebrate anything. It's an attack rag. So there is a two-sided coin to celebrity. On the one hand, people want to celebrate you, and on the other hand, they want to attack you. Last night, or two nights ago, they had me leave the event early because I was getting mobbed from people who were wanting to get photographs made with me or pictures made with me, and also wanting my autograph. And so they had to put me in a car and whisk me away. Now, in that moment, I felt like the Beatles, you know? And I also got to realize what a drag real celebrity must be. Can you imagine? Like this morning, I went and sat down in the hotel restaurant to eat my breakfast, and I had to pick a place where hopefully no one would see me, but people saw me. And I'm sitting there eating my breakfast, and these two very sweet young women come up, broken English. They can see that I'm eating breakfast. I had just gotten my coffee from the buffet, and I had a plate full of food. And they walked up to me and they said, we would like to have a picture made with you. And I said, okay, sure. So I stood up and they said, please come outside with us. And I'm like, no, I'm not coming outside with you and letting my food get cold. We can shoot the picture right here. So I can totally see how people who are celebrities, it's like everybody wants to be famous, but once you get there, it's a drag. So I bring all this up to say to you, to don't envy people who are on magazines and things like that. These people lead a challenging life because on the one hand, they are adored. They tend to take in, oh, this is love, all this attention. Because when these people are giving me all this attention, the feeling of love that I get from my family is sort of triggered at the same time. But what I realize is that unlike my family, if I disappoint these people by not being able to sign their book or whatever, they get mad and they go home and tell people, you know, I thought he was a good guy, but he's a real blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I wanted to bring up this idea today and to help you realize that the ego thinks that being rich and famous is going to make us happy and whole. The difference is if we're not happy and whole, no amount of money and no amount of celebrity is going to do that. So today, wherever you are, celebrate it. You are a celebrity. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.